What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
As we've been promising for the last couple of weeks, we are now in Dallas, Texas, and Knowledge Fest from the Mobile Electronics Association. And to kick off this week's entire three-hour broadcast from here in Dallas, we have none other than the president of the Mobile Electronics Association on to set the stage and let us know what his association is all about and this awesome Knowledge Fest going on over our shoulders for those of you watching on video right now. And if not, have no fear. Just visit us at intotomorrow.com and check out all the video interviews from all the radio interviews this week from Dallas. Chris Cook, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing, sir?
Dave, it's so great to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be had because this is more than honestly we thought it would be. This is pretty awesome. And before we get into what Knowledge Fest in and of itself is about, and by the way, kudos on 25 years of doing this. That's pretty awesome. Yeah, just like his hat says. There you go, 1994 to 2019. But before we get into that, tell me a little bit more about MEA, the Mobile Electronics Association, what you guys do in general. I'll bet it has a lot to do with 12-volt stuff.
It does, but it seems to expand beyond that. But for the most part, it's anything that connects to the car. Any technology, for safety, for sound, for security, it's an awesome experience. If you have a car and you're driving a car and you look and you go, I can't do X, trust me, there's somebody on the show floor that can do it for you.
Now, that's a good way to look at it. And especially when we talk about all kinds of really cool aftermarket products that your neighborhood 12-volt dealer, and we've been promoting folks like that, in our 24 years on the air, because those are oftentimes the mom and pop shops. Those are the people who would absolutely do whatever it is. You need a car alarm. You want to upgrade your stereo system, whatever the case. And yeah, we're going to hear a lot of that over the next 3 hours too,
well,
because people are showing off.
You've been in it for 24 years. For 24 years, this industry started out of people going, wow, that sounds really good in the house, but when I drive to work, I'm not hearing it.
Yes, good point.
Could somebody put... And literally, I can tell you, in my early years, people would bring their home speakers into my store, and we would disassemble, take them out, build a box in the car, and add the home electronics to the car. And that's really how car audio was born.
Yeah, very true.
As an industry.
And it became such an acoustic accepted kind of environment because let's face it, the car is relatively closed in. I mean, if you got the windows up and the air on and you're just enjoying your tunes. And so you might as well not only enjoy them, but utilize products that enhance that sound,
right,
make it sound even better than just in your home.
Well, in your home is fantastic. But as you said, the car is a unique acoustic environment. And not to get all techie on you, but it takes a lot more to make it sound good in the car than putting it in the home.
That's true.
You
don't
just slap the speakers on the box. You put them on both sides of the TV, you turn it up, it sounds great. You add some in the back, you add one in the middle, and you're ready to roll.
Yeah.
But with the car, you know, some of these have, you know, 4, 8, 10, 12, 24 speakers.
Yeah.
It's amazing what they do. Digital sound processing.
Noise-canceling microphones in the car.
Absolutely.
And people say, wait,
amazing.
Why would my car have microphones in it? Well, there you go.
Yeah, and all those things are great, but when you're listening to the music and you kind of forget about what's going on in your environment, we have things that help you with lane departure. Make sure you're not going out of your lane. You stay in your lane. Making sure you're backing up and not backing over something.
Yeah.
And the same in the front. We've got night vision cameras. If you could imagine it, we can do it in the car.
And that's what's cool about this industry. No wonder you have such a passion for what you do all these years, because it really does help people. And if you can help people in terms of safety and these kinds of things that you've talked about, and make our driving experience more enjoyable with our tunes, for example. And, of course, not to forget video, not for the driver.
No, not
for the driver. Right? Got to get that in there.
Well, for now, but when we get to the autonomous vehicle,
that's true.
That's a whole other thing.
Kick back and watch your morning
news. You know, it was amazing. For years, you know, they've been trying to figure out a way to keep the driver from being distracted. But then they start with autonomous vehicles, and the driver's not doing anything but falling asleep.
Yeah.
Biggest problem with autonomous vehicles.
That's true.
Okay? So now they're asking the industry, is there a way you can distract the driver with some, you know, sensory or something to keep them busy while we're driving the car? So it gives us a whole new opportunity going forward.
Oh, for sure. Well, now let's get into this event here in Dallas this week. And the things that we're seeing over your shoulder are awesome in and of itself, in the sense that it's an awesome show floor with all the things and then some that we've been talking about. But it's a whole lot more than just displays and exhibits. From what I gather, you guys are doing ongoing training and certifications and seminars and keynote speakers and stuff. More things, again, that the way I started out, than I thought were happening at this event.
It's pretty amazing. This event was started 25 years ago with a very simple purpose. It was a group of sales reps and manufacturers and retailers that said, how can we make things better? How can we look more professional?
Yeah.
And so they got together, had a meeting, and said, I think we should invite other people to this meeting. And thus was born
competitors,
the
even.
First Knowledge Fest.
Ah, okay.
Okay? And that is how it started. It was all peer-to-peer education. People in the industry teaching others in the industry. Okay? And we still carry on that exact same thing. We have three specific tracks that make retailers better. We focus on the owners and the managers and all the things that they need to do in the store to make sure they're good business people.
Yeah.
They're doing good, honest business. Then, nothing happens till you make a sale.
Yeah, true.
So,
gotta get that
we make sure
dollar.
The salespeople understand how to treat a customer, how to market to the customer to make sure that what you're saying is what you're delivering. And then, most important, when they bring it in and it's got to be installed, the technicians and fabricators. I say fabricators because that dashboard may not look the same when you get done.
Yeah.
These guys build entirely new dashboards. They use 3D printers, CNC laser. They will build a new car interior to make that car look, as we like to say, better than the factory delivered it.
Sure. And in many cases, a lot of people want that. It's because, you know what, they've made such an investment in a new vehicle. But come on, the factory sounds just don't cut it. You know, some of them are getting a lot better maybe these days. But if you really want to tailor something to your liking, you've got to have a 12-volt dealer, for example, that says, well, here's what we can do. And, you know, pick these options or that option.
Yes.
Or, you know, if money's no object, I don't know that, but some people do. And it's like, hey, whatever it takes, I want it to be the best.
They're more than glad to finance it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So money isn't an object anyway, right? But what's cool is that dealers, as you say, it's all about networking now. It's about the fact that manufacturers and dealers and folks can get together at Knowledge Fest, a show like yours, and say, well, here's what we can do to help your business and your customers, all obviously in the long run benefiting us as consumers.
My favorite conversations when I listen to retailers, manufacturers alike at this show is what goes on behind the scenes when they're busy, you know, in the evening chatting with each other and learning, because they ask the questions that they might not ask in a class. Hey,
point.
Do you have a problem with this? Or do you have a problem with that? And frankly, that's what becomes the next class.
Because
a lot of our speakers, we've got 37 speakers just on the education sessions, the general education sessions, okay, covering about 45 hours of education over 3 days.
Oh, geez.
Now, if that's not enough, there's 75 75 manufacturers here that want to make sure every retailer in the country knows exactly how to put their product in and what it does and what they have new.
Sure.
So there is over 80 hours in 3 days of those manufacturers pouring their souls, heart and souls, into the retailers to show them what the latest and greatest technology is to deliver to the consumer.
And, of course, these retailers are now just like sponges. Okay. They're soaking it all up and saying, oh, my gosh, I had a customer last week that wanted this, and I had no idea it existed.
Right, and that's
now
it.
Now we know.
And that's it. Like I said, if you can dream it, we'll deliver it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm loving it. And, of course, you do these around the country. There's even one in our neck of the woods in Florida coming up, right?
We have one in Orlando coming up in May. We have one in Indianapolis in March, and we have another in Long Beach, California.
Wow.
Right after some big shows in Vegas.
Yeah, some little show in Vegas, it's, yeah.
Yeah, so we kick off the season in February in Long Beach. Everybody, especially I live in the Boston area, I'm more than willing to go anywhere warm that time of year.
Mobile-electronics.com. Of course, we're going to link you to Chris's site and all of our guests. And thank you for not only setting the stage, but kind of clearing the way for the next 3 hours of this week's broadcast to talk to your exhibitors and partners and members and continue this excitement on today's broadcast.
Yeah, if you listen to this show, these next 3 hours are going to be fantastic because you're going to hear from some of the technology leaders in our industry telling you what you can do in the car. And there's some absolutely amazing products, and I need to get more of them in my car.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, if you ever get tired of being president of the Mobile Electronics Association, we'll make you a producer because that was awesome.
Gives me something.
I love it. We're back with more as Into Tomorrow continues. IntoTomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. More from Dallas, Texas, and Knowledge Fest. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.